open door for us in recovery. Surrender. What's the entry for most of us? Pain, depression. We're at the end of our rope. We don't know what to do. We're at the end of our own resources, and we reach out, and at that point in time, maybe we're teachable enough that we're willing to open ourselves up and say, I don't know what to do, but I'll do the next thing. Help me. I'll do the next thing. And we become more open. And it's hard to remain open. How do you tell someone how to surrender when we know that's the answer? Surrender. The processes today that we need to go through and maintain our spiritual condition in the program are spiritual processes. They're not mechanical processes. There's probably more teaching about the 12 steps in the program today than there ever has been. Everybody's got a set of tapes on the 12 steps, and they're good. There's, people who have the gift to be able to communicate about how to take these 12 steps on. But if the steps were mechanical, there wouldn't be any problem. Every time you had a problem, you just click your heels and say the third step prayer, you'd be back in Kansas. But a lot of times, you say the third step prayer, no one's home. It isn't that simple. There's a lot of people who have memorized the first 164 pages of the big book, but I wouldn't want to go on a fishing trip with them. That's the menu. There are people who have memorized the menu that are dying of hunger. We are to take the principles of the program and put them into our lives and live them. No one owns that process. We are all vulnerable in that process. We are all flawed in that process. But as flawed as we are, maybe that's our strength. Maybe knowing that we're a little flawed allows us to stay open. Maybe knowing that we're a little flawed allows us to be able to question ourselves in a healthy way on an ongoing basis, to have advisors, to be able to listen better at meetings, to be able to be open to what we need to do. And if we keep these steps in our lives and keep going to meetings and keep having sponsors and keep doing the work, we are going to become more awake. Having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we try to carry this message to others and practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you for my life. I love you.